Test 77, Section 3, Question 18, and we're looking for what could be properly inferred or what's 100% certain. And it says, phonemic awareness, or the knowledge that a spoken language can be broken into component sounds, is essential for learning to read an alphabetic language. So that says, if you're going to read an alphabetic language, you have to have phonemic awareness. So if read, then you have to have phonemic awareness. And then it says, but one also needs to learn how sounds are symbolically represented by means of letters. Otherwise, phonemic awareness will not translate into the ability to read. So it's saying, yes, you have to have it, but you also have to have this other thing, which is learn how sounds are symbolically represented. Yet, many children who are taught the whole language method, which emphasizes the way words sound, learn to read alphabetic languages. So basically, we know that there's these children who learn the whole language method, and they learn to read. Now, that means that they must have phonemic awareness, and they must learn how sounds are symbolically represented, because we know if you read, then you have to have both those traits. So basically, what we know is the whole language method definitely gets phonemic awareness and symbolic representation. So A, the whole language method invariably succeeds in teaching awareness of how spoken language can be broken into component sound. The thing there is invariably is the problem. If it had said in some children, it does. While the whole language method succeeds in teaching someone how to represent sounds, the person acquires, or when it succeeds, then that person acquires the ability to read. Well, we don't necessarily know that that's the key piece. It doesn't say if you do succeed in this, then you will succeed in the other. It's just saying if they're reading it, they have to have already done those things. Those unable to read an alphabetic language lack both phonemic awareness and the knowledge. We don't have to. We don't know for sure that you lack both. You might lack one, but it's definitely not proven perfectly that you lack both. Could be that one or the other is missing. Some children who are taught by the whole language method are not prevented from learning how sounds are represented by means of letters. Now, this is just a weird thing because it's kind of a double negative. Are not prevented from learning is the same thing as saying learn. So you could reread D as some children who are taught by the whole language method learn how sounds are represented. And that's exactly what we said is 100% certain, because if they learn to read, they must learn how sounds are symbolically represented. So D looks great. The whole language method succeeds in teaching many children how to represent sounds symbolically by means of letters. So the whole language method succeeds in teaching many children how to represent sounds symbolically by means of letters. The thing there is, that's how to represent them, not how they are represented. And so that's kind of our difference. And so it just changes it slightly. And that's why answer choice E isn't quite right, because it talks about teaching the children to represent it rather than teaching them to recognize how they are represented. And we don't know that the children are representing them, just that they are able to spot the representation or understand the representation. And so therefore D is our correct answer.